Would you let the rich woman cheat on you, but she just gave you whatever you wanted?
But here's the thing, like, do I know about it? Because then it's not cheating, you know, back to, or are you saying, or if, not, I, if
like,
I found out.
Like, you found out, like, she's like, what did you expect?
So I come home, yeah. And she's with some.
Or not even come home, it's like, it's just one of those things, like you just end up finding out. Mm. She don't do it, like, that disrespectful, but she's like, yeah, I got some ting-tings, you know?
Yeah.
You're not the only one.
Right.
Trying to be the only one.
You ain't the only one trying to be the only one?
Here's a check for your struggles.
Mm-mm. Nah. I got more pride and dignity than that. I got more character than that. I ain't going out like that. You can't put a price on me. Listen, like that sounds good in theory.
Yeah, I like that. I like that check for, I would feel like such a bitch.
You write that check for 100 mil?
Oh, wait. Let's talk about this.
Like, what's your price, you know?
100 mil? She might like me a lot then.
100 mil?
She'll go give me 100 mil to cheat on me? I'll take that shit a day, every day. I'll take that shit quick.
I'm not gonna
lie. Don't I give you that rush? I keep that loving raw. Don't need no candlelight, cause you feel like the morning sun. There ain't no end in sight. Put that shit on my life. This ain't no fantasy. Be living on the edge tonight. I told her lay down, we can make a movie now. This ain't audition, you tripping over your lines now. I flip the script, I'll be flipping you on your side now. I got a rollie, your role is to take the time now. I got you dripping in a Tesla, you fucking up all the leather. I just checked, I got a checker, we fucking it up together. Don't lie, don't I, don't I, don't I, don't I. I can't help but flex it off. I can't wait to break you off. I'm the only one to make you feel like you can have it all. Don't lie.
What's going on, my beautiful people? Listen, it's Jared. I know if you must have watched our YouTube video, and we said that this part of the video was going to have JD speaking. It's not. It's me. I think he may have forgot or something, but it's all good. So you're gonna have to settle for me. This bonus feature for the audio listeners is really just an extra added incentive to listen. It's not necessarily going to link straight back to the episode. It's just, you know, a time for one of us, either me, JD, or Los, to kind of just connect with you guys directly. So for this small bit, I kind of just want to talk to you about what's going on in my life. Right now, Shan and Ryu are in Turks and Caicos, and it's been pretty tough. You know, when you like form a daily habit and a daily routine with somebody for so long, and then they, you know, travel or go somewhere for a month, and then that's how long she's going to be gone for. Your daily routines are different. And I noticed in myself, I'm a very pattern-based person. So if I establish a routine, I'm doing that routine, and it gets to the point where that routine feels comfortable. It helps with my anxiety. It helps with my, you know, entire well-being, honestly. If I'm doing something over and over again, and I know what to expect. And I think it really just lands on, like, that's kind of the only thing that we can control in this chaotic, crazy world of a life. You know, it's life is so unpredictable, and there's so many curveballs that get thrown your way that, you know, me having a daily routine really helps me mentally. And so with Shan being gone, my daily routine is a little bit different. And, you know, I will admit the first couple of days was nice to get that extra sleep. I'm not going to hold you. It was nice. But now we're like a week in, and it's tough. Like, and I feel guilty because, like, sometimes we'll do the FaceTime thing, and it's just, it makes me sad. So I don't want to do the FaceTime. But then I end up missing them, and then I call them on FaceTime, and then I see them on there, and it just makes me sad. And there was this one night where Ryu was very fussy for Shan, and you know, she called me, and as soon as I got on the FaceTime, it was like I could see her wheels turning, that like this person that I used to see every single day, I haven't seen in a while. And she was just looking at the phone, and like I could kind of see like the pain in her eyes. And I know this sounds funny, and maybe it doesn't sound funny, but I know it sounds like so trivial, like, oh my God, dude, she's only gone for a month, relax. But it was tough seeing your child like miss you. I haven't experienced that. You know, she's so young that we don't really experience like heavy emotion in her. It's either like party time or we're angry and we're sleeping. I don't really see like the complex emotions like missing and, you know, those type of things. So to see that in her eyes was really like, it was tough to watch. And there's no point to what I'm telling you guys. I just vomited them out at this point. So that's kind of what's been going on over here on this side. I will say I've been getting a lot of work done, so that's great. And it's been, you know, a really good time creatively for me, but I miss my family. Well, enjoy the episode. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Enjoy the Podcast. I got my boy JD Jims in the house.
Hey,
we're missing Los. He's out in Vegas. He's went to go chase the time that I had. but he's not going to have
trying
it.
Trying to go get some money.
He's trying to go get some money. Also, shout out to the Patreon members right now live streaming. Hey. You guys are the real MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
Without further ado,
let's get it.
Today, we got a very, actually, before we get into the topic, let's get into this poll. I know you're a little salty about
this. I'm not
this.
At all. I'm
you're a little salty. All. You can admit it.
I'm not at all.
It's okay.
I just would like, I appreciate consistency.
It's pretty consistent.
That's all.
They know okay. What it is.
Let's let everyone in the comments, let's hear what you guys think. So, typically, mm-hmm. when Jared posts on our Instagram the poll, mm-hmm. it's a little bit more context. You elaborate a little bit more.
I don't, though.
So, who did you guys agree with this week? JD, Jared, or Los? So,
first of all, correction. Okay,
go ahead.
I always say, whose team are you on? Mm. And then I may type out something to say, who did you agree with this week?
How do I go
week?
To these archives in here?
Go ahead. Go find archives. Them. Get them.
I'm so...
Get them.
Anyways, like I said... Uh-huh. Just, I appreciate the consistency.
It's
hey,
consistent.
but look, in the name of competition, mm-hmm. someone else had to win.
Okay.
Because yeah. I was playing this game by myself.
Oh, yeah. Well, nah.
I mean, I was 2-0.
Okay. You just got back from South Africa. You had a handicap. It's all good.
A handicap? Yeah. Because I took a vacation.
It's all good. They missed you, bro.
So, and I missed them, but this poll, it says, whose team you want?
That's pretty.
And then on your page, you put, you showed the score and you put, y'all got me fucked up.
Here's the thing.
That's a handicap.
I always post it on
you
my
do,
story.
You yes. do, but you don't post the extra.
Oh my God.
That was extra.
God.
That was extra. You know it was extra.
Oh my
you
God.
You've never showed the score.
That was new. When have I ever had time to make that? I just made that.
Okay.
I thought you would be happy about that. That was pretty dope.
Okay.
No, kind of like it though.
Listen, I'm happy with everything.
You kind of like
I'm
it
I'm happy
though.
You won. It's about time. I'm happy. Most, I'm sure he'll get it next week. Mm-hmm. So, again, Jared won this week.
Yeah.
By a landslide.
Yes, I fucking destroyed you guys.
He had 115. Los had 90. I had 81. So, listen, I'm happy for you, man. I thrive off a competition. So, if I was up like 8-0, I'd start to feel bad. Mm. Comment, hey. Vomit. We'll roll with that. Here we go. JD is not the man he thinks he is. Off top.
I didn't see this one.
Off top.
I didn't see this one.
Maybe. Oh, 2 minutes ago. Zarya just got in.
Damn.
JD is not the man he thinks he is. I'll tell you what. I'm not going to say that's totally off brand. It is. But for the sake of, for the argument for you. But I will say this. I damn sure am working on it.
Hey.
So.
Yeah, how about that? What's her name?
Cheers to that, Zarya.
All right, Zarya.
Do better cheers. Next time.
Oh, she said it to you or you said
I'm
it to her?
I'm saying it to her.
Oh.
Yeah, she knows what it is. I'm just kidding. Kind of. Okay, next one. Pamela.
Pamela.
Shout out to Pamela.
Shout out to
Pamela. Last name is Marley. I mean.
Oh, damn.
You're going to be winning.
Yeah, that's a famous name.
But. JD, maybe your ex dated somebody with a better personality than yours.
Oh,
that shit can be sexier and more entertaining than your fading looks.
That's harsh, bro.
LOL. That's harsh. Don't LOL at the end.
That's harsh.
You know damn well you didn't mean the LOL.
You know what's funny about that is that, like, I think it's one of those ugly truths, right?
Yeah.
Like, the ugly truth is that if you break up with somebody and they downgrade, right? They get someone that you deem, because beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Sure. I'll give that. But you feel, and you see them, you're like, ah, oh, man.
I felt good.
Yeah, what I'm on. Know? You know what I mean? You know? So it's going to feel a little good. Now, if you went over and saw her Instagram or saw who she was dating, then he was like some, like, really good looking, handsome dude, tall, you know, big personality,
you know,
got all the money, you know what I mean? You'd be like, you'd be a little hurt.
I would feel hurt.
You feel a little something.
I would definitely feel.
So,
so would they.
I mean, hey, that's an ugly truth.
So would they, Pamela. So would you. So, Miss Marley, but you know what? There was a couple comments in here. This is a screenshot. I can't go back, but a couple comments had my back. So I appreciate y'all.
Oh, really?
I appreciate y'all. Yeah. And it like, if you know me, aside from my crazy schedule, you probably would forget I model. You know what I'm saying? I'm not out here like, how do I look? This is my good side. I'm not
out
here.
But you just look like a model, though.
I'm just not out here doing that.
But you look like one. I would never forget. I'd see like,
what the hell does that mean?
It means you're good looking, bro. It's a compliment.
not according to Miss Marley. But anyways.
I know. She called your looks fading.
And then with the LOL. Don't try to soften the blow. Let that shit hit. So then I got one from Amber Rose T. Is this you? Is what you?
Mm-hmm.
This is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to read this one?
I do. Amber Rose T. I know you're not Amber Rose, for one. Let's just start there. It's on Patreon? Really? You want people to pay for the drama instead of showing your followers how they hashed it out on camera? I hate people who use YouTube to get followers, then switch and ask for money.
Damn.
I like the channel, but I can't afford to pay.
Then don't. You can stay on the channel for free.
You can. But I'm not going to lie, man. I was offended by that comment a little bit. And then someone underneath went under there and said, terrible.
To us or her?
To us. Like
maybe it was to it her. No, it wasn't because
before she said terrible, it was like, yeah, they did this on purpose.
Okay.
Terrible. And I'm just like.
We didn't.
I think for them, it's more the principle. Like, to them, they see it as like us trying to make money, but. Yeah.
We are. Newsflash.
We want to do this. We want to do this as an actual job.
Full time.
No, JD doesn't want to have to model anymore.
No.
Los doesn't want to have to sell drugs anymore.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just kidding.
You gave me like first world problems. And then Los, like, and then there's Los. He's out here risking his life. We need to save him.
I'm just kidding, Los, bro. I know you don't do that. I ain't incriminating.
Oh, man. We want to be more.
Yes.
And give more.
Yes, exactly. Often. Exactly. And the biggest complaint that we have about not being able to do more is that people have to have jobs.
Sure.
People have a time schedule. So I was thinking of ways of like, how can we give back as well as making this more fruitful for all of us?
For sure.
It is what it is. All right, moving.
Can't please everybody.
Moving on. Shout out to everyone who does support us. So today, we are going to be talking about, if you got cheated on, would you stay? And it's going to get real because we have some interesting things to get through. Before we dive into that, before we jump into that, I actually have a clip that I want to play that I find is very interesting.
Hey, shout out to Los with his favorite segment of every episode.
And you're literally posting thirst traps, like ab pics, like,
I'm a trainer. I have a fitness Instagram. So when I see other people that have fitness pages,
so you're gonna,
it's
like,
called building them up.
Sexy girl. Oh, whatever. You're so sexy. You're going to like that?
It's for work. It's innocent flirting and help me get clients to continue to make money.
What is like respectful in a relationship? Like,
trusting the person and not paying somebody to see if they would cheat.
But it happened.
Not true.
She literally told me that you took her out to eat.
No.
Yeah, and you guys hooked up. You can't sit here and deny that.
I am denying because it's not true.
Okay. Sure.
She's a client, and after we were working out, we got food, which was across the street.
That's
where
not
we
what
walked.
She told me.
That's what I'm telling you.
She told me you guys had sex.
I'm telling you we didn't.
So are you saying she's lying?
I'm saying she's lying.
Let's find out from her.
Woo. Okay.
All right, Paula, can you tell him what you told me?
So I pretty much told her that you took me to this really fancy restaurant, and afterwards we went back to my place and hooked up.
Yeah, see?
Why would you sit here and lie?
I lied because...
So you weren't telling the truth?
I didn't think that she deserved you, so I lied.
Clearly,
she doesn't value the faithful, amazing man that you are. I thought, you know, maybe I have a chance because...
So you thought you had a chance with him, so you're trying to homewreck us so that you can be with him?
Wow.
Yo!
What?
Now, I will say, I know that doesn't align with our topic, but I just thought it was an interesting clip that I think a lot of people get a kick out of. Mainly men.
Wow. Look at... Wow. Are you serious right now?
I am dead serious.
I was not expecting that.
Nobody was. I wasn't either. When I saw it, my jaw hit the floor.
I'm shook right now.
Because I was like you. I was like, this nigga lying. Right. I know he lying.
He wow. Was telling the truth. I gotta let that marinate.
So, God damn. So here's the thing. Let's unpack the cheating thing a little bit. Because I almost see that as worse than cheating. Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Los, do you have something that's stopping you from your happiness?
Yes.
What about anything preventing you from achieving your goals?
Yes.
BetterHelp will assist you and help you with your needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist.
That's right, Jared. BetterHelp will match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can start talking to this person within 48 hours. And it's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help thing. It is professional, secure, online therapy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Therapy made easy.
Therapy made easy from the comfort of your home or wherever it may be that you want to do the therapy at. And the great thing about that is because when you're online, let's say you're in a rural area, and maybe you don't have access to go and see all types of experts, right? Because maybe there's only one or two therapists in your area. Well, now because of BetterHelp, you have access to a wide range of experts all online, and the service is available to clients internationally. So you don't have to worry about not being able to find the expert that you're looking for. They'll have that person available online for you.
That sounds good.
You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist, and you'll get a timely and thoughtful response.
What?
As well as being able to schedule in advance phone and video therapy sessions.
What?
So you'll never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room again.
What? I hate waiting rooms.
I do too.
BetterHelp is committed to making great therapeutic matches. And if it doesn't work out, just like dating, you could just say, I want to try a new therapist. And you can switch it out at any time.
Does it cost though?
Nope.
It's free?
For free. And get this, Los. It is more affordable than traditional therapy.
Wow.
Plus, financial aid is available.
Wait, it's cheaper than normal therapy and you can get financial aid?
And you can get financial aid.
Oh, wow.
Look, BetterHelp wants you to live a happier, more healthier life today.
That's right. So visit BetterHelp.com/enjoy. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/enjoy and join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their lives with online therapy.
Yes, that's BetterHelp.com/enjoy. Now go enjoy some therapy. That's BetterHelp.com/enjoy. And we got a special offer for the Enjoy the Podcast listeners. You will get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Nice.
With the promo code ENJOY. Nice. BetterHelp.com/enjoy. Now go enjoy the rest of this episode. Enjoy some therapy. And we out.
I'm sorry. I don't think we could just skip past that. I think we got to give the people what they want.
Okay, let's talk about it. But I do see that as worse as cheating. I think what she did was worse than cheating. Because what she did was she thought her man was cheating. So what she did was she hired someone. She paid somebody.
Oh, she had a PI.
Yeah, she paid someone to go, act like she wanted him.
Right.
And then what that girl did was she realized that this was a good guy and he wasn't going for it.
Oh, but that's all in here?
Yeah, that's what she said. We were laughing over it, but that's what she said. She said she was just like, I didn't think that you deserved him.
So hold on. You got a layman's terms it for me right now.
Yeah.
So the girlfriend hired someone to play the role of a...
someone who wanted to sleep with him.
Temptation.
Yeah.
And the temptation girl was like, while she's talking to him, was like, actually, he's a really good... You don't even deserve... And then flipped it
on her.
Oh,
and was like, I'm going to tell
you. Listen. This is why I'm happily... Shit like this makes me so happy that I'm married and I'm not out here.
It can still happen in marriage,
but like... What?
Yeah. Should he take her back?
Okay. No. I'm going to tell you why. It's such a red flag that you felt the need to do the absolute most. Yeah. You hired a whole actor to come in and try to see if your man would take the bait.
Nah.
Okay. Now, listen, we don't know we don't know the context of my man, whether he was.
But I
don't know if he's a good guy. Maybe he
has to be.
But I'm just, I don't know.
He has to be.
But listen, for the sake of argument, let's say my man is a good dude.
Yeah.
He's doing his thing, right? And this how you feel? I'm upset right now. Like, I'm not, this I'm is upset. Not okay. This, I'm upset. This
so,
is
so not you don't okay. think he should take her back?
Hell no.
I agree with you.
Hell no.
I agree with you because, what? And I'll tell you this, they ended up working it out.
No.
He did.
I'm not the one.
I'm not either.
Not the one.
No, but so they ended up working it out. And this is what I say. I view that just as bad as if you slept with somebody.
Yes.
Else. Because for me, what is it about the cheating? You betrayed me.
Yeah.
You lied to me.
Right.
Now you're playing games trying to set me up.
I was going to say, who's the one playing games? Exactly.
And that's just so whack to me. It lets me know how insecure you are.
Exactly.
And it also lets me know that, like, you don't even have the ability to have an adult conversation when you feel like I'm doing something wrong to you.
Yeah. The other thing I was thinking too was, like, at the end of the day, what was your end game?
To find him cheating.
No, but, or like, girl, the actor reports back, girl, I tried. He wasn't taking the bait.
Yeah.
He is faithful.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'll hire someone else. What was the goal?
I think the goal for her and was like, just kind of like,
when would it end? When he cheated?
Yeah, probably.
But if he's a good dude and never cheated, you're just going to keep throwing these baits at him like this?
Yeah, that has to be no go. What are you, Mari?
Okay, but here's my question to the actor. What was your end game? You know what I'm saying?
She was trying to get with him.
But if he were to find out the truth, he'd be like, I'm not being with your red flag. What do you think I am?
She knows what she should have done if she wanted him like that. Yeah. Like, oh man, this is a faithful dude.
No, what she should have done was, my bad. I'm high right now, but what she should have done was be like, you know what? You're with the wrong girl. I'm hired.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You know what I mean?
You should have been like, hey, look, I'm going to tell you right now, your girl hired me to have sex with you or to bait you to have sex with me. And I think you should. But here's the other red flag I just thought about. You hired this girl. She told you they had sex. So she went through with it.
Wait, no.
She said she told me you guys had sex.
Uh-huh.
So you hired her to bait, not to actually do it. You think so?
I think the girl, maybe she was looking for
That's
an out
twisted.
In the relationship. So maybe she's like, I'm hiring you to do this. And if it goes that way, then I really got my clarity.
Twisted.
I don't know. Listen, we're trying to make sense out of crazy.
That's twisted.
We can't. So, but this just made my whole day. I don't even know.
All right, well, let's get into the topic real quick.
Oh, but wait. So really quick, I was saying him. What was wrong? If he's on IG and he's liking, it's one thing to like,
but he's
whatever.
A trainer.
But if he's commenting, oh, you look sexy. I think that was in there. Or you're looking really.
No, she didn't say that. She said you're posting ad pics like, ooh, look at me.
But he's, no, he said she goes, you're commenting and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, I'm doing harmless flirting to get more clients.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's not cool.
No?
That's not cool.
I don't know. I disagree with you there. That's only because I don't look at flirting as this like huge thing. We had this discussion.
We don't need
to get into it.
We don't
need to do it today, JD.
Everyone knows.
We don't need to do it today. Flirting is just being nice.
I want to team that up. You team JD or you team Lowe's or my bad, Jared, when it comes to flirting.
Let's do that. That's this episode.
God damn.
All right. Shit. You a flirt too. Come on.
I'm a nice guy.
That's a flirt.
Okay. I'm supposed to be an asshole?
No.
What's the opposite of nice?
Why do you think being
mean?
No, it's not. I'm just saying that is flirting. That's what it is. Okay. All right. So now we already responded to those clips, but let's actually go into the topic at hand that we have here. If you were to be cheated on, would you stay? I will start off by just saying I have been cheated on and I did stay.
Because you're in a free marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
if you got cheat. First of all, is there a cheating? Is that still there classified?
There is a cheating. You know, I think
you were trying to get into this with the ethical.
The other one, yeah. So there is a cheating to it. How you can cheat in an open relationship. First of all, every open relationship is different. You know, everybody has different rules, and one of our rules that we have is like, if you're going to step out, if you're going to have an experience with somebody, we want to be a part of that. Not like it actually in the sexual act, but we want to be a part of the discussion. What do you like about them? Yeah. What's going on? Like, what is it about them? You know, type of thing. Mm-hmm. And just be aware, because the most awkward thing is in the cheating aspect is if you don't know. Right. You don't have any idea of what is happening.
Sure.
And then like you find out from someone else, and now you don't feel like you're part of the group. Now you don't feel like you were a part of
included.
This. Yeah. You don't feel like, all right, I'm still important to you enough to go through your experiences with you.
Sure.
And so, but you know, what's interesting is like, I've never been in a scenario with Shan where she has stepped out or went on a date or did any of that, without me being included in the discussion of it. Okay. And so I don't know how I would react, but I want to know, I want to think that I would just work through it. I don't think it would end the relationship. Mm-hmm. I want to say that. I don't know if that's true. I've never experienced it, but what I can say is I did experience when I was in a monogamous relationship and she did cheat on me.
Okay.
And,
Can I ask you if the monogamy in itself bared more weight? Because it's like you sign up for monogamy. You sign up as just us.
Yeah, it did.
Did it hit different?
Yeah, oh, for sure. It hit my ego. It hit a lot of things. I think what softened the blow was she told me. Hmm. I didn't find out.
Okay, vigilante.
Yeah, I like that. She told me, hey, you know, now granted, the reason why she told me is because the dude was talking crazy.
Oh, you were going to find out.
I was going to find out.
She just wanted to be the first. Yeah. She wanted you to hear from her.
Yeah. I was going to find out. So,
do you think she wouldn't have told you?
I don't know. I mean, she's a very honest person.
Okay.
Was
it just one time?
It was just one time.
Okay.
Yeah. She's a very honest person. She's very like blunt. She doesn't really shy away from like awkward conversations. Mm-hmm. And I think in that moment, I was such a fragile human.
Yeah.
And so I felt that like, she didn't want me to find out because I think she made that mistake and she knew I'm not going to do this again.
Sure.
And so, it was a hell of a ride. I'll tell you that.
So let me ask you just hypothetically, do you think it makes it, and this could either be you personally or just in general, your thoughts. Do you think it makes it worse if someone has had an affair for X amount of time? Or someone just cheats on like a one-off kind of thing.
I think it definitely, if they had an affair for a while,
right.
That's different.
Right.
You know,
for sure.
You guys have built history.
There's
now.
A connection, chemistry, bond.
That's a little different, especially I didn't know the whole time.
Right.
That's a little different to me.
For sure.
And I think if it was a one-off thing, you know, people make mistakes. That is a big mistake to make, but.
But that's what I'm saying. If it's a one-off 20 times.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
as
like
opposed to like
people?
One affair. Yeah, one person.
That's
the question.
They're different.
They are.
The one, the affair, like for a long time, is still a little, it still hits a little hard.
It does.
The one that does it 20 times with 20 different people, I think I would be disgusted, but I wouldn't take it personal.
Right.
I would take the other one personal.
100%.
This one would be more like, you have an issue.
You got a problem.
Yeah. You got an issue.
Right.
It has nothing to do with me.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if you got an affair for a long time, like that's personal and that's definitely has something to do with me.
For sure.
You know?
For sure. I agree. I think when you have the affair part of it, you're having a whole relationship outside of your relationship. Like that's different. You're going to be pillow talking. You're going to be creating memories with someone that you should be doing. And I think the other thing too is when you have the affair part, you're in a sense kind of self-sabotaging the real relationship, right? Because you're not fully giving that first relationship all that you can. And then therefore you're never going to know what ultimately can end up being.
Yeah. And on that, but like you're spreading yourself thin, which is interesting that you said that because I was thinking about a time like you can spread yourself thin and not cheat.
Yes.
You know, or maybe you can, you know, spread yourself thin in work or you spread yourself thin in passion or something that, along those lines and then add in cheating to that. Right.
Yeah, right.
You're
right,
not giving your wife or your husband anything.
Yeah. You're physically drained, emotionally drained, mentally drained.
Yeah. And I always think about that time too. Like when you know, the relationship gets off course, because it happens. Mm-hmm. A relationship gets off course and you guys are not really connected.
Yeah.
A lot of the reasons that happen is because your energy is being put somewhere else.
Sure.
You know, like I know a lot of times when Shannon and I have gone on off course, mm-hmm. I've noticed that like I'm spending a lot more energy in work.
Yeah.
Or I'm spending a lot more energy in music.
That's,
you know,
very good point.
And our relationship is suffering mm-hmm. because of that.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you have to go through those moments and have those real discussions and just kind of put your relationship back in course and like reprioritize yeah. your life so that, hey, you know what? The real thing that actually matters in this world is this relationship. Yeah. The music will be there. The career will be there.
Yeah.
I'll be able to spend time in that. But if our relationship is off mm-hmm. course, then our life is going to be off course.
That's beautiful. I love that. I totally agree.
Would you stay if you got cheated on? Or have you even been cheated on?
Not to my knowledge.
Because you model.
I don't. That's not going to get Team JD votes. As Jared said that, not me. No, but not to my knowledge. But I've been thinking about that a lot since we kind of put it on paper. You know, I think I want to go the route of, I personally think there's, unless it's just a one night stand thing, which I can talk about why I think that person would cheat. But when it comes to the affair part, we'll just roll with this. It's a lot deeper than just cheating, right?
Like the act of cheating?
It's a lot deeper than just the physical part of it, okay? You are choosing to prioritize this person over your wife or your boyfriend or your partner. You're choosing to spend your energy, like to your point, in this area, not this area. I also think it's like, what are you scared to ultimately commit to if you have this affair, right? Because it's like, are you looking to find another version of you in someone else because you don't have it here, right? So I just, it's deeper than just like the physical part of it.
So if someone decides to cheat, it has more to do with that person not prioritizing their own relationship?
I think it's has a lot to do with that person prioritizing themselves too much before the relationship. It's in a selfish way.
What if, and I'm not trying to make an excuse for cheating, but I just want to throw this out there.
Yeah.
What if the partner is not really holding up their end of the bargain?
Sure, sure. And that's what I was thinking too.
Obviously, it's more mature to split it up, but.
Or have a conversation.
Yeah, or have a conversation.
And now if you have, like, let's go that route. If you've tried to have conversations multiple times, you've tried to spice it up, you're buying lingerie, you're whining and dining, you're just trying to spice up the relationship and the other partner is just like not having it. Well, then it's just like, you know what?
Break the relationship.
I've tried, you know, and I just don't think this is working anymore. So I think there's steps you can take before it's like, oh, you're not going to listen to me? All right.
I'm about to go hit this.
I'm about to get my needs.
Yeah. What if it's a scenario where your partner's not holding up their end of the bargain? They're not loving you the way that you should be loved. Mm-hmm. And you've brought it up. They're not making enough changes. Mm-hmm. And they decide to start going on dates. Maybe they don't get physical. They're just going out, you know, getting a meal paid for.
I think it's still cheating.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. of course it is. But I'm just more so making a case for why somebody, making a case that like, it sometimes it doesn't have to do with that person not prioritizing the relationship per se.
Okay.
Because you get in a relationship and it could be a long relationship and that guy or girl has now checked out because they're in a comfortable relationship,
right?
And they're not trying to do better. Now, I will say you should just break it off, right? I get mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's like, no, I love everything else about him.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't have conversations with me when he comes home from work. And I want to go out and get something to eat with a friend. And there is a flirtatious vibe. And I'm getting that fuel from that.
In this hypothetical, did this person have the conversation with their partner before they went on the dates?
Yeah, like it's a real, I think it's a very real scenario.
Sure.
Homeboy goes out, he's working all day. Right. He comes home, the last thing he wants to do is be emotionally connected with his wife. He just wants to lay down, have, you know, small talk.
Yeah.
And he's going through life and stresses of everything that's happening. So he's not really connecting with his wife the way that she wants.
Sure.
And she's always complaining to him, like, I just don't feel like we do anything. We don't go out. You're always tired from work. We're always this. Like, but they have kids. They have a home. They have a mortgage. They have all these things that are, like, prioritizes. And you love that he is providing, you know, protection, and you love that he's been able to, like, you know, you have a partner and a life mm-hmm. partner that's helping raising the kids, but your relationship connection is just not there. That sexual chemistry is just not there. And you don't feel connected, and you've been having conversations with them, and he's like, and she's just like, yo, I want to go out and have a dinner and and get that you know, sexual vibe from somebody, but I don't want to have sex. Now, it is a slippery slope, but maybe I don't want to have sex, but I just want to feel like I'm desired. I just want to feel that.
Yeah.
And then go out.
I still wouldn't condone the going out.
Okay.
If it were me, I would just put in the effort to satisfy my woman.
Mm.
In any way that she deserves, and any way that she wants. I just can't see a world. It's like when I played the sax at our wedding, my whole thing was, if I think I can do something, I'm going to give it my absolute all. Yeah. And I'm going to try. Yeah, and if I fail, hey, at least I tried.
It's not for me. Everything, yeah.
So for me, in back to your hypothetical, if it's just like, you know what, just go ahead. In my mind, I'd be like, no, all right. I can come home, right? I can prioritize you. Right. We can prioritize each other. Or, you know what? This week's going to be crazy, babe. But this weekend, I'm all yours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Intention there.
Thursday night, I promise you, I'll come home early.
Yeah. There's,
you
know what there's mean? An like, intention that you're trying to set.
So, and I would try first.
Yeah.
So that's just how I feel about it. But I wonder if it has anything to do with the monogamy traditional in me.
No, I think that's romantic for one. I think that's very romantic, and I think it's admirable. And I think a lot of people would expect that out of their partner.
But is it realistic?
I mean, I think it is if you want it.
So
I think it is. But I also know that there's a lot of people, you know, they just got through the motions, and it's survival. Like, you're my partner. I can't afford this house without you.
Yeah.
You know, we do have great laughs and, you know, we have great times.
Or we got kids.
And we have kids and we have these, all the different responsibilities. Sure. And like, I don't have even time to find another partner right now. So, you know, we're good. We're good where it's at. Like, maybe we're not all the way on course with each other, but if you want to go out and have a drink with somebody and do something, like, go ahead, do that. Like, but I don't want to do it. I've seen it.
You would be that.
I would be that. Yeah.
You would.
Yeah. I would be that. But here's the thing. I think it's like this. I also don't. I don't want that to be misconstrued as like me not trying to ever, you know, evolve myself to come to a compromise give Shan whatever.
Yeah, you're not here saying I am who I am, take it or leave it.
No, I'm not saying that. No. But I'm also saying that like there's just certain, like at a certain point you have to, you know, prioritize yourself. Like, let's say your partner, you know, really, really loves to feed you mashed potatoes. And you're like, you're like, yo, I don't want to feel like a baby. Like, why do you have to like spoon feed me mashed potatoes? You know?
Right.
But it just makes them feel so loved. And they, like, obviously it's a stupid analogy, but
you
get what I'm saying?
So
there's just something that makes them feel amazing, but it doesn't make you feel good at all.
Sure.
And so you're like, I love it when we cuddle in bed, but I don't really do the mashed potatoes thing. Can we not do that? And she's just like, well, I this makes me feel so whole. Where you're like, well, dang, go on Tinder and find someone who wants to feed mashed potatoes to, you know, so you can get that fix.
See, my thing is like, it's not always about doing what you love to do all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to do what the person you love wants to do.
Of course. But is there ever a line?
I mean, I think that the person that you're with, I think they would know the line.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They would know, like, okay, he tossed potatoes in my mouth 6 out of 7 days this week. Let me chill next week.
But see, where it gets weird is like someone in that relationship is going to be unfulfilled, right? Whether it's you being like, hey, I gotta do the potato thing again.
But I think it's them
being like, he doesn't like to do the potato thing, so I can't do it.
And I think it all comes down to expectations.
Yeah.
And the person who's asking has to manage their expectations.
Yeah.
Is this realistic? Right, because at the end of the day, like,
That was a dumb analogy.
But I got you.
In the grand scheme,
you know, it's like we're all capable of only so much.
Yeah.
So often.
Yeah.
Could I play the sax every week? I mean, shit. If I devoted myself, probably. But I don't.
What if it made Shay freaking out of control in love with you.
I would play it very often, and on my off nights, we would go to a jazz club.
Okay,
but I would go with her.
It was romantic, bro.
I would go.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
With her.
Yeah, you're amazing.
You know, to your thing of, you know, I'd let her go.
Yeah.
Not that I would go with her on a date, but you know what I mean? Like, I would just want to be included.
Yeah.
Is all. And I would like the opportunity to be included. Because it would suck if, like, even if I'm messing up, right? Yeah, yeah. Even if I'm messing up in the husband game, and I've heard Shay, and I'm still not on it. And, like, Shay gets dressed. She's looking extra love. And she's like, I'll be back. And I'm like, what you mean? You know, actually, Lawrence, this happened in Insecure.
Oh, it did.
Yeah. Issa got all ready. She's all, he was like, where are you going? You know? And actually it was fucked up because it was her birthday. He forgot. But anyways, so if I saw Shay, I'd be like, oh shit. Okay. And then in my head, I'd be like, she's been asking me to go salsa dancing.
And now she's going.
And now she's going salsa dancing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
She's going
and
without you.
And even she's going with the homegirls.
Yeah.
Right. I know that I should be there with, she wants me there with her.
Yeah. You know, her ultimate happiness is that.
Is that.
Yeah.
You know, she'll settle for this, but ultimate happiness is that. But back to the lecture at hand of what I say in cheating.
Yeah.
I hate to say it depends, but I'll unpack that depends. If it's that affair, right? That long-term affair.
Yeah.
I'm out because, because I know that clearly you're wanting something either that A, I haven't been able to give you, even if I have tried, because everyone should know by now I'm going to try. Or B, you're searching for a version of yourself that you don't even know how to find it, but you definitely know it's not with me.
Mm.
So that, you know, those are just two examples. But for the affair thing, long-term, I can't go for that because I also just think to myself, it shows me how much or how lack of respect, you know, you have for me and what we built. You know, I was being played a fool kind of thing. And I don't want to ever then be in a relationship where it's like, I feel like I can't trust you.
Yeah.
But on the contrary, if it was like, you know, a one-off thing to your girl, your ex's situation.
It still was tough, you know.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not, you know, downgrading that cheating. But I just, you know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, when most of the time when women cheat, and this is just my personal opinion, there's no fact check here. But if a woman cheats, there's a lot of emotional backing to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can physically transactional cheat.
Yeah.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, I'm out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I think it's rare for a woman to do that. At least, you know what, let me just keep it at home. It'd be extremely rare for my wife to do that.
Yeah.
So if my wife is having an affair, there is way more going on than just fucking.
Yeah.
I'd for sure. And so that would tell me a lot.
That makes sense. I know for me, if in that particular, I have to say this also just to, you know, give context to when I got cheated on. It was a one-time thing, but I will say this, it changed our relationship. Even though I tried to work it through,
right?
We still lasted for a little bit longer after that, but it changed our relationship.
Sure. And it'll never be the same.
Now when I like think back to it and I like trace back to like when I started becoming like an asshole or fuckboy, it started at that moment. It started after I got cheated on. That's when I ended up cheating on her.
Damn.
I ended up being a dog from then on.
From that experience, so, yeah.
I don't want to say it was from that experience, but I want to say that it did affect me.
Yeah.
It did affect me, and it did affect my trust, and it did affect, like, you know, what I felt relationships were. And on top of that, after I started to become a dog, I slept with many of people who were in relationships, you know, girls who were in relationships. So I was just like, girls are unfaithful.
Yeah, it tainted your belief on that, for sure.
They're just unfaithful. And it made me look at relationships completely different. And it made me interact with women on a trust scale so differently.
Sure.
So I will say that. I think now that I'm talking through a lot of it, if I were in a monogamous relationship and she cheated, I would try to work through it. But I don't know the success rate of that.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I'm going to say it. It'll never be the same, you know, because I think at the end of the day, I'm always going to have like, well, was she where she said she was, or who she said she was with, or was she working late, or is she really on a girl's trip, or even if she is on the girl's trip and she's at the club, is she going to be, you know, I don't know if I could get past that, but I think I would have. It's easier for me to think yes if it was a one-off thing than, again, the affair part. I still don't really have an answer, I guess, for the one-off. But so, again, shout out to Patreon. We're live with y'all.
Woo!
And Francesca says, people usually cheat with people they already know.
Ooh.
So off top, yes or no, you agree or disagree?
I think usually, yeah.
I agree with that.
I think usually yes, but there's also those times that are rare. I think they're rare. I think they're more rare. The like one night stands.
The spontaneous.
I think they're more rare than people may think. But there's a certain. I mean, here you go. I'm about to break open the bag right quick. When I was a serial cheater. I don't even think I was a serial cheater. Let me take that back. I didn't cheat that much. I cheated a little bit, but
define that. No,
not that much. But when I would cheat, there was a whole vetting process.
Oh, sure.
Like I knew which ones would keep it quiet.
You know what J. Cole says?
What?
I only fuck with chicks who have shit to lose.
You see what I'm saying? So there was a way where I was like, oh, you're a little too messy. I ain't gonna mess with this. But then there was because every time I got caught, it wasn't because someone just like went some woman to woman shit. It was like, I got caught. You know what I mean?
You sound like Cray. that was a Cray moment.
I got caught. So I think I agree with that statement that you are only gonna cheat with somebody who you know.
So I agree with both of what you and Francesca are saying. I'm going to try to add something too. I think people cheat with people they already know because it's comfort.
Yeah. Safety too.
Well, right. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Comfort, safety into the brain.
Yeah.
Subconsciously, that is all we are seeking for. And anything that we do is, am I going to be comfortable? Or am I going to be safe? That's that fight or flight. Mm-hmm. So when you're comfortable with someone, you've been, you know, you have a connection, you've been friends for a while, you know what they're about. You know they're safe.
Yeah.
So that comfort. And it's also like, you might not have to put in that much effort.
No, because there's not like a setup. Like, it's just like, hey.
We here. You know what it is. He said, hey.
We're in this thing, all right? But hey, for the record, I don't condone cheating. Don't do that. Tell your partner if you want to step out. Don't be an asshole.
But that's a very good, I would love to know what everyone else thinks. Do you think people cheat mainly with people that they know?
Drop them things in the comments. All right, so let's jump into some of the voice submissions, the community court. Let's hear what they think. Let's see what they have to say. This is voice.
I don't know. Even when they're labeled, I don't know what the hell's going on.
So if I were cheated on, I would definitely stay, but I would definitely cheat back. Oh. Honestly, I would probably already be cheating. So there's that.
I would only stay if it was a one-time incident.
I personally would not be able to stay in the relationship because trust means a lot to me, and I've been hurt in the past before, and I know myself, and at least in the point where I am right now, I know that I would not be able to look at my so-called partner the same, and I would not be able to trust them the same.
I would take my partner back if they cheated, but it would depend on the conversation that we have after the cheating has occurred, because I would want to sit down and talk about the reason that they felt like they needed to cheat.
I'm willing to forgive, and I would definitely have my partner back if he cheats on me physically.
If I've been with somebody for a long time and we really have history and I'm committed to making it work, I'm open to taking someone back.
I have stayed, but I have enough self-awareness to know that no matter what that person does, I will always doubt them, and that's not fair to them if they are doing the work or to me.
So I certainly would not take my partner back if they cheated on me.
It's more about the lie than the actual act. That's what gets me. To be honest, if you are keeping something from me, who's to say that you won't keep multiple things away from me that could be detrimental for our relationship and also detrimental to me?
I think cheating is only a deal breaker if you don't feel like the relationship is actually worth it.
I originally thought that when cheating is hurting relationships, it was absolutely a deal breaker until it happened to me. Don't get me wrong, it completely broke me. But we were able to work through it, because his cheating was mainly related to his unhealed child sexual abuse.
It depends if one is truly in love with that individual.
I'm torn about if I would take someone back after cheating, because I have had the experience of being raised by someone who cheated, and I've seen the effects of that and the reality of that. But I do think that it's possible to repair a relationship.
Can I just say really quick to the last submission? Appreciate you sharing that. That's deep.
Yeah. There's a few in there that I wanted to respond to. One of the ones that I wanted to respond to was when the person said, he's only cheating because of his past. That may be true. Mm-hmm. He might have some like sexual thing that's going on because of his past traumas. I don't know what that issue is. That may be true, but it's not an excuse. Mm-mm. And it's not okay. And you don't have to put up with that. Just because you understand what's happening doesn't mean you have to be in it.
Yep. You know what I say?
What do you say?
You repeat
what you don't repair.
You know what I'm saying? But there was one in there that was great. And actually, this is a reminder. This was something that I was thinking about on the way over here. That is another, like, I would need this to happen if I were to stay. She said, I would need to have a conversation from the person who cheated, you know, with me to know why they did, what's kind of like a what's missing thing. And that's really how I would be able to stay is based on that.
What if there was nothing missing? Like, what if it was just like they made poor decisions and they're almost like what's missing is probably in them.
Yeah. Excuse me. Oh, in the person who cheated? Or?
Yeah. Like they just have some issues.
I think the person who cheated, if they have the issues, I think the person on the receiving end would know that already. I don't think they would take it personal. You know what I mean? Like, I think you know your partner enough to be like, you know what? I'm surprised, but I'm not shocked.
I hope so.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that conversation, that vigilante moment of the person who cheated coming correct and showing up. That's everything, because that's going to tell me A, how much you care about your remorse. Right. And then B, it tells me, I know that you're aware, you accept, and now you're going to put the work
and
in.
You're actually remorseful.
Right.
You're not just remorseful because you got caught and you feel bad that you hurt me.
Right.
Cause you're actually just like, damn, I made a fucking mistake.
Yeah. You cause know? If it's like, let's say, If I got cheated on, and let's say, you know, like, sorry, love, let's say Shay, I'm sorry. She's like, damn.
You ain't never going to do it. We already know.
Let's say Shay travels for work.
Okay.
And she cheated on me while she's on the road.
Yeah.
Every time she goes on the road, I'm going to have this in the back of my mind, or maybe the front of my mind for that matter. Right. So if Shay comes to me every time is like, babe, this is my flight.
Yeah.
This is the hotel I'm staying at. This is the, I'm not saying I need all this, but if she just took the effort and the initiative to say, look,
I know what I did. I have to travel for work. I can't stop that. But just so you know, I'm going to do everything in my power to give you reassurance in any kind of way.
Yeah.
Here's the details. I'll call you when I, you know what I mean?
You could see yourself rebuilding
possibly. But that conversation, I agree. That's a great point. That is everything.
Flirting is sensual, in my opinion. What?
I'm reading the comments.
I'm reading them too. It is sensual. I get that. I do. I really do.
But
what?
You got a butt coming.
No, I don't get a butt. I don't think that it always means that. That is a part of flirting as well.
You were talking to Robert Greene.
Huh? It's me. Okay. It's me talking. Okay, let's get to the rest of these comments. I think it's just that JD is more expressive of his feelings than most people when it comes off as flirtatious.
Thank you.
Still, that means you're a flirt.
No.
If you come off as flirtatious, does that not mean you're flirty?
No, yeah, you can perceive it how you want to. But I know what my intention is.
Moving on. Jared's outfit looks like it tastes like grape. It probably does.
It does, like grape soda.
Yeah, actually. It probably does.
Flirting definition.
Just for everybody, we were having a conversation, because this might be in the episode, but we were having a conversation off camera about JD being a flirt, which we always do, and we started rolling.
You always do.
No, because you always do something flirtatious.
Okay, flirting. Behave as though attracted to or trying to attract someone, but for the amusement rather than with serious intentions. It amused him to flirt with her.
Oh.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Behave as though attracted to or trying to attract someone.
So when you're being nice to somebody, So when you give someone a compliment, you don't want them to make them feel good.
That's not attraction.
You said that it was supposed to be for amusement. You said that it was supposed to make that other person attracted to you. And you think that you telling a girl that her skin looks nice the way you look would not make that
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up, bro.
What am I supposed to do?
I'm just saying it's accepted.
That's fucked up. That's all it is. So because the way I look, I can't be nice and kind and give compliments to people?
And it not be perceived as flirty?
Correct.
Yes.
That's messed up.
It's the way the world works, JD.
No, that's messed up.
Hey, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, and
I
got the responsibility. My responsibility stands and always has and always will when I'm faithful. Always will stand with. I'm either trying to get with you or I'm not. I'm either trying to
flirt and not be in that mind frame. You can't.
Changed.
Not to Shan's mom.
Shan's mom thought I was flirting with her?
Yes!
Olivia, look at this camera right now. Olivia, I was. With all due respect.
IPGD.
I was not flirting. I was...
Complimenting.
I was recognizing the hard work you put in to take care of yourself. With all due respect, please take this and receive this well. A woman at your age in lingerie usually doesn't look the way you do in the best way possible.
There you go, flirting again.
See?
Look at you flirting, bro. That's not flirting. That is flirting.
Olivia, I appreciate... a fine specimen when I see one. And in that video, I was like, wow, good for Olivia. When I see her next time, I'm going to definitely let her know that she did a great job in that video. And a lot of women, again, with all due respect, at that age, would not be on camera in front of thousands of people in lacy lingerie.
No, I'm not saying what you did was bad. I want to make that very clear. Olivia, I'm saying what you did was flirty.
I apologize, Olivia. If you thought I was... That's manipulation. I'm sorry. That's manipulation.
Why are you apologizing?
I was not flirting.
Flirting is not bad, JD.
I was not flirting.
Okay. You can continue going in your life. Flirting with all these women. Making them fall
in
love.
And men. Apparently.
Making them fall in love.
Yeah, I'm making... Did because, you fall in love?
Huh?
I did a little bit. You're like, I love this guy. I used to love him. Now I'm in love with him.
Look at this cake. Okay. Let's move on. All right, so, man, that was a cool little discussion. I think, you know, bottom line, if your partner cheats, obviously it's a case by case. It's going to mess up the relationship, and it's going to be really hard to rebuild that relationship. Mm-hmm. If you make the decision to cheat, you have to be okay with your partner not wanting to continue with you.
They never are. They're never prepared like that.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, you're also, when you're cheating, you're stuffing out your relationship.
No, you're cheating because you don't think you're going to get caught.
Yeah.
You ain't prepared for, like, well, if they did,
yeah,
this is what I'm going to say. Yeah. You know? And maybe you are, but yeah, either way, your sole intention is not to get caught.
Yeah.
Your plan A is not to get caught.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll cross plan B when I actually
get there.
But I also went back to the voice notes. There was something else I wanted to talk about. So someone said, if I were to be cheated on, I don't think I'll be able to trust them again. And therefore, it's not fair to that person.
Yeah.
Because it's like, no matter what they do, no matter how hard they're trying, I just still can't trust you.
Yeah.
You know, obviously your fault for breaking that trust. But if I'm being totally honest, I just will never be able to trust you. And that's and real.
It's always going to be there.
I want to go here for a second with the, you know, Lauren said, I would stay, right? Mm-hmm. So her husband's going to see that. Now, I just want to, hypothetical, and let's remove Lauren and Chris out of this, but hypothetical, if you knew that, how would you feel then about when you get that? Because we all get the temptation of cheating.
Oh, yeah, it's happening.
I mean, hell.
It's happening.
So
I don't think he would believe her.
No, but so them aside, you and I.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess, Jay, you're in a monogamous relationship.
Yeah.
Because that's a monogamous marriage.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't believe them.
Just saying, it's cap.
Yeah, I would be like, you say that.
Mm.
But as soon as I do and you live that, you're going to have a different tune you're singing over there. A different tune. Unless I'm just so amazing in all the other areas.
Yeah.
And I provide things that you couldn't find easily. Then you might be willing to accept a little bit cheating. I want to ask you something that I hear on the internet a lot. That high value man, you know. Let me finish.
PTSD.
High value men.
Too soon.
Men who have a very high status in financial and in society. And they're very desired.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a rhetoric that they believe that they should be able to have other women. That they should be allowed to have other women.
Mm-hmm. Allowed or accepted?
Accepted.
Like, yeah.
Accepted.
Okay.
Like if you catch me with somebody else, like that's just,
yeah,
you're going to have to eat that.
I think that's bullshit just off top. But I think of like an athlete.
Mm.
You know, I think it's a common stereotype that athletes cheat. So it's like if a woman marries an athlete and he cheats, it's like, are you really surprised?
Wait, so is it allowed?
I think it's accepted and tolerable more so because it's kind of like you know what you're getting yourself into. And, and like, let's be honest, do you really think it? No, but my man's different.
Yeah. Although it's wrong, right?
Oh, 100%.
Although it's wrong, I think that there's a level, if a person is going to abuse that, there's not going to be anything that will stop him per se. Because it's like, oh, well, if you won't put up with it,
someone I got else will.
A lot of other people that can.
Yeah, right.
You know? And so,
yeah.
And it's like one of those things where at that point, is it cheating?
Hmm.
At that point, is it like, hey, you know, I'm going to do me. I'm going to love you. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure you get everything that you want, everything that you need. But I'm going to do me. When I'm on the road, I'm going to do me.
Well, we kind of talked about that, right?
Yeah.
Because if it's known that I am probable to do this, then it's not cheating because you're made aware of it.
Yeah.
You don't feel betrayed.
Yeah.
You don't feel blindsided.
You're just like, I wish you wouldn't do that shit.
I was really hoping you wouldn't, but you know, you did warn me, you know, but
because that goes down to choosing a mate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to find somebody. If you find someone who's very successful, you have to look at their integrity. You have to look at, you know, what type of man they are, because if there's going to be men who are going to abuse their power, they're going to abuse it that way.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, well, listen, I make $200 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to find another one like me.
No.
You like this lifestyle, don't you?
Right.
You know, and they're going to abuse that power. So I just look at it like, is it wrong? Yes. Are they going to abuse it? And is someone going to accept it? Probably.
More than likely.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
I think of the 50 Cent quote. I'll write the check before the baby comes. Who the hell cares?
Mm.
When you get to that kind of money,
It's different.
You're like, okay, whatever. You're going to leave me and go. You know, it's not me. I'm just.
No, but there's also realities to it. So it's just like one of those things. Like, I think it. Are there faithful rich men?
Well, here's the thing. Maybe, but if you're a rich man and you already know you got some temptations in your, like, don't be in a monogamous marriage.
Yeah, be honest about it.
Be in an open marriage or do what you got to do. Yeah. But, like, don't sit here and be like, I'm going to be faithful to one woman. I know I'm worth $1 billion, but trust me.
I don't even think they would approach it that way. That would be weird if they did. Because it's all, and at that point, it's about power for them.
They would have them sign a prenup. And they would say, we're in an open marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you take me as your husband?
Yeah. Do you want to be a part of this or not?
Right.
You know? Yeah. Oh, by the way, you know, here's some tickets for you and your friends to go fly to fucking.
Right. You know? I guess it depends on where. And let's say it's a rich woman. Okay. Yeah. Let's give that.
Would you let the rich woman cheat on you? But she just gave you whatever you wanted.
But here's the thing. Like, do I know about it? Because then it's not cheating, you know, back to, or are you saying, if I found out.
Like, you found out, like, she's like, what did you expect?
So I come home, and she's with some.
Or not even come home, it's like, it's just one of those things, like you just end up finding out. She don't do it, like, that disrespectful, but she's like, yeah, I got some ting-tings, you know?
Yeah.
You're not the only one.
Right.
Trying to be the only one.
You ain't the only one trying to be the only one?
Here's a check for your struggles.
I got more pride and dignity than that. I got more character than that. I ain't going out like that. You can't put a price on me. You can't put a price on me. Listen, like that sounds good in theory.
Yeah, I like that. I write like that check for, I would feel like such a bitch.
You write that check for 100 mil?
Oh, wait. Let's talk about this.
What's your price? You know?
100 mil? She might like me a lot then.
100 mil?
She'll go give me 100 mil to chill me? I'll take that shit a day, every day. I'll take that shit quick.
I'm not gonna lie. I'll take that. I'll take that 100 mil.
All you gotta do is one time. I got my 100 mil check, catch it. Because
here's
I'm
the
out.
Thing. Like, I'm gonna take that 100 mil and I'm gonna spend it in a very good way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna do my thing now. Shit. And I
in a some very money. Good way. You got me with the 100 mil. Maybe I got a price.
10 mil?
10 mil. I gotta think about it. I might. I'm not gonna lie to you. I might.
10 mil after taxes.
Ooh, after taxes. Yeah, that's a little different.
Big deal. I know.
That's a little different. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I might.
You would stay.
I might not stay, but I might be.
Well,
like,
you gotta stay. That's part of the. That's part of the check. You gotta work it out. You ain't going nowhere.
Forever.
Forever. Yeah. That's right. Your woman.
Ooh.
Forever. That's it.
That's a long time. All right, so we all know where we stand where it comes to flirting or cheating.
Or 100 mil.
Or 100 mil.
Shit.
But right now, we got an interesting DM that I want to play, and I want to get, you know, our responses to it.
Yeah.
It should be interesting. Go ahead and you can start it. It might be long, but we might get it from the first take.
So it'll be 4 minutes total because there's four, but here we go.
Yeah.
So I'm madly in love with somebody significantly younger than me, and I understand that I'm gonna have to wait. Probably longer than I would have to wait if I were dating somebody in my age group. Wait to get to what I want, which is a relationship, like the whole thing, you know, love, marriage, the whole thing. Right, and so right now we are dating without sex. I categorize that as intentional dating, although I don't feel like number one at all. And he has multiple options, and he's definitely keeping his options open.
Really quick, I love her voice. This is not flirting. I love her voice. I've told her this.
This is flirting.
She sounds like Jada Pinkett. You'll hear it now. You'll hear it now. Watch.
And you're flirting.
Okay. And he's making like power moves and investment kind moves in other directions, for sure. For example, he flew his ex-fuck buddy of like 2 years off and on to Jamaica to hang out, I guess, to rekindle the flame or get closure, maybe a combination, because they've been on again, off again, and he felt like there was some confusion and inauthenticity in, you know, with each other, toward each other. And so I'm over here like, but he is moving to where I live. And he said I'm a major factor in that. So you see, it's really tricky. And we're like 10 years age difference. So I'm just like, I don't know how much time they give it.
I don't think it comes down to time, but hold on.
That's the last one.
And I preface all of this to say that I am more on the monogamous spectrum. I'm fluid, I'm open-minded, but I'm definitely more monogamous. And he is more on the open relationship spectrum. Although, like, he's not the kind that would, like, feel excited to see me flirting with somebody in front of him. Like, no, he does not want to see anybody looking at me any kind of way, or he doesn't want to see that. That would feel like, you know, not good for him. So
thought that was him in the background.
That he's, you know, maybe he's more on the polygyny spectrum.
You and speaking of Jada, you and entanglement.
Get out.
Yeah.
Get out. Get out.
That's my homie too. But
get out. 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 You're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. You want more than he wants right now. You guys have fundamentally different perspectives on where you stand out of a relationship. He is cool with flying his fuck buddy out, but he don't want men to look at you. You being this invested into him is a recipe for disaster. He's 10 years younger than you. He's into open relationships. You said to yourself, you're more of the monogamous type. You said you're open-minded, but what you truly want is the monogamous. And I only think that you're open-minded because you really like this gentleman.
Yeah.
And this is a scenario where I could see yourself waking up in 5 years and realize that you're not the same person that you once was.
Or who you want to be. You just got to stick to your guns. You got to stay true to who you are. I know her enough to know that she does stay true to who she is. That's why I'm a little surprised right now with all this. But hey, love makes you do some wild stuff, right? I've said this before, but it's been a while. I will refresh everyone's memory.
Let them know.
Love is the only socially accepted form of crazy.
I thought you were going to start singing that song. Love is the only man that we...
No.
Nanny.
This ain't funny. Okay. No. Okay, my bad. I thought you can go Music Soul Child because we did that before too.
Oh, yeah.
No, but it's, you know, it's true. It makes us do some crazy things. It makes us act out of character. It makes us think things that we never would think we would think. It makes us act in ways we would never even in a million years think we're going to act. So I just, to Jay's point, I think you should jump ship. It makes sense why he's telling you to do, you know, what you need to do because he's doing it. So he doesn't want to feel guilty by doing it by himself.
But it's weird because that's like a juxtaposition because you're telling me I should do this, but I know how you react when people look at me. So I'm just in the weird thing and I ultimately want to catch you. So I'm going to be, you could tell me that I'm going to be on my side. You know what I mean? I'm going to make sure I'm faithful to you. And
he's playing games.
It's manipulation.
Yeah, it's manipulation. He's playing games. He wants the whole bakery and you deserve better.
You deserve more.
You deserve more.
And there's another voice note that we got to get into.
Okay.
So I was just listening to your podcast from last week, and I wanted to send you guys a response to the viewer who had asked about their herpes diagnosis. And I just wanted to share a response because I had my own experience with this. But when I was in undergrad, for my first 2 years of undergrad, I was actually misdiagnosed with herpes, with genital herpes specifically. And for 2 years, I was very open and honest with like all of my partners. And I just wanted to share some like encouraging words, I guess, with this person because
there were very few people that cared. I think I ran into like two people who were hesitant about it. But pretty much mostly my conversations would go like, hey, this is, you know, the diagnosis. These are the facts behind it. You know, I can only share it if I'm having an outbreak. I've never had an outbreak. These are the chances that, you know, I have one. And I would kind of just send them like facts. So sorry, I didn't realize that it stopped at 1 minute. No, but basically, I would just share them the facts with them, and send them like websites or places that they could go do their own research. So I felt like as long as I was open and honest with them, and they knew that I was being open and honest with them, most people really didn't care. Honestly, like there were a lot of like one night stands, there were a lot of random hookups that kind of came with that, and really none of them cared. So I just hope that gives some like light to the situation, because I know it's really difficult. It felt like kind of for me my life was over, but it really was not. And I was really shocked and surprised at how many people really were like accepting. So just keep going, just be honest with people, and I think you'll be all right. Bye.
Yeah, I just wanted to play that because of that stat, 1 in 6 in our audience. There's statistically people who follow us that do have herpes. And I think that it is our job as a platform to destigmatize herpes. And in that episode, I saw a lot of people comment saying, we're not about to normalize herpes, and we're not about to, nobody should be okay with getting herpes. See, that's not what we were saying. What we were saying was, if you did catch it, it is not as big of a deal as what people have made it out to be.
Yeah.
Also, if you did catch it, or also if you are educated on what is happening in your body and how you can, when you can actually catch it, and if someone takes the right medication and all the, if you're educated on what is going on with the herpes, I guarantee you less people would probably catch it. Mm. But if we're living in this world where having herpes is so this monumental boogeyman type thing, it's going to continue to spread, and that 1 out of 6 is going to jump down to 1 in 4.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And so I just felt like it was more important to like play someone's real life experience through it.
That's dope.
And
dope that she shared that.
Yeah. So shout out to you. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah. Well, but anyways.
On that note, check out the audio. It's going to be a little bit different. Actually, when do you come back in town?
Late Friday night.
Okay. Because what we've been doing, I don't know if JD's a privy to this, but every episode, one of us gives a little bit more talking.
Oh,
has a little bit more
the bonus.
Yeah, has a little bit more audio side.
Yeah.
And I think it's time for you to give the people what they want.
Okay.
And I think this would be a cool episode for you to do. It doesn't have to be in line with the episode. You can talk about whatever you want.
Sure.
So yeah, go check out the audio. JD's gonna give you some more gems. Also, we do have a Patreon. Shout out to them. Shout out, they're here right now. They're watching as we are recording. Yeah. They're awesome. They're dope. I love them. They really showed out, and they're gonna get some cool content next week. What are we putting up next week? We putting up the Alpha Woman.
We can.
Yeah.
And then maybe the following week could be the we did an episode with the wives.
Yeah.
We had Shay, Shan, Lauren, Chris, me, all Jay.
Yeah. Well,
we'll figure it out. But we're rolling
it out.
And I promise you, it's worth the $7.
It's worth the
$3. It's worth the $3.
Yeah.
Shit.
Come on.
I mean, damn.
It's worth the $1.
God.
It's worth the $1. $1, you get access to the lives.
Yeah. You only get the lives.
Yeah, at least. So with that being said, we're going to go live very soon.
Like, subscribe, share.
Yeah, 5 stars.
On YouTube and then on Apple. Write a review. Please leave 5 stars. We are 60-something episodes in. I think we've earned it.
64. Yeah, it's the 64th episode right now.
Straight.
Yeah, we're doing well.
Straight.
We're doing okay.
Wow.
We're doing all right.
We're doing all right. We're doing something right.
Doing
all
right.
And in honor of Los, tell your grandma.
Tell your grandma.
About us.
About us.
Hope you're making some money, Los.
Yeah.
So you don't have to sell drugs.
All right, y'all.
Patreon people.
Patreon. You have witnessed a full.
A first.
a first time we ever streamed the entire thing.
Witness the first, yeah.
Yeah. So now when you guys go and watch the real thing, you can be like, oh, he cut out this part.
Right.
Oh, he dropped this part out of the episode. Yeah. Ooh, I know what he really said.
Don't I give you that rush? Keep that loving raw. Don't need no candlelight, cause you feel like the morning sun. There ain't no end in sight. Put that shit on my life. This ain't no fantasy. Be living on the edge tonight. I told her lay down, we can make a movie now. This ain't audition, you tripping over your lines now. I flip the script, I'll be flipping you on your side now. I got a rollie, your role is to take the time now. I got you dripping in a Tesla, you fucking up all the leather. I just checked, I got a checker, we fucking it up together. Don't lie, don't lie, don't lie, don't lie, don't lie. I can't help but flex it all. I can't wait to break you off.